Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the door. And he says, if you enter by me, if you come by me, you'll have a right to enter that city. But if you climb up some other way, you're a thief and a robber. You're robbing God's glory and God's grace, and you'll not get in. The only ladder that can reach from earth to heaven is the cross. There's no other way. And when we get to heaven, we shall sing. We shall sing the song of Moses and the Lamb, and listen to the song. It says they sang a new song. Thou art worthy, for thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And lo, a great multitude which no man could number. They were clothed with white robes, and they sang with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. And I said, sir, where'd these come from? And he said, these are those that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. When a great saint lay dying, she said to those friends that were waiting on her, she said, I've been thinking that one needs a great many scriptures to live by, but only one to die by. That's true. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word, every word, every word that proceeds, we want it. And the person at her side said, yes. The only scripture that a person needs to die by is this: the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Our entrance to heaven will be by the blood, and only by the blood. Can you imagine what judgment is going to fall upon the unbeliever? Those who have trodden underfoot the Son of God, that have counted the blood of the covenant an unholy, profane, useless thing, and they've affronted and mocked God. But I want to say to you today, my only hope, my only plea is that Jesus died and died for me. And as we prepare our hearts together about this table, may the cry of our heart be like that of Fanny Crosby. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There, a precious fountain, free to all healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. The prophet said there will be a fountain opened for sin and uncleanness, and that fountain was opened at Calvary. We have all of this because of the blood. We have access. We have peace. We can overcome, we can be more than victorious, and we'll enter his presence by the blood. Our Father in heaven, this morning I pray that as we come to this communion hour, that our hearts will be prepared. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor White. Please turn to page 255. There's a fountain filled with blood. Please stand as we sing.
And let me make a comment about this hymn. When Daniel Webster lay dying in Marshfield, Connecticut, my wife and I were privileged to go all through New England and visit historical biblical sites, scriptural places. Daniel Webster was a choir leader, but while he lay dying, he was attended by his personal physician, Dr. Jeffries, and as Daniel's life was coming to an end, Dr. Jeffries picked up a well-worn hymn book. He was the choir director. Daniel was the choir director of that church. And he read every stanza that we just sang. And then when he came to the last one, when this poor, lispering, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. And Daniel Webster said, amen, amen, and amen. Because of the blood, we will be able to enter in to the Lamb of God and humbly worship him forever and ever. If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life today, if you have been washed in the blood and you've been to Mount Calvary, we invite you to partake with us about the Lord's table. If the elders would come, please, and those that are appointed to serve us, if they would come to the front.